This is the Baltimore Ravens 2026 season preview, and it opens with the strangest pricing in football. A team that went 8-9, missed the playoffs for the first time since 2021, and then fired the only full-time head coach most of its fans have ever known. And the market's response is a win total of 11.5 at most books, tied for the highest number on the board. The season died in Pittsburgh in Week 18, 26 and 24, with a rookie kicker's 44-yarder sailing wide right when a make would have sent Baltimore in. They finished as the first team out of the AFC field. 2 days later, John Harbaugh was gone after 18 seasons, resurfacing in New York 11 days after that. So the question this episode has to answer isn't whether Baltimore bounces back. It's how a total rebuild of the coaching staff became priced as a guarantee. Start with what was real, because plenty was. The run game was the best in football, full stop, first in rush efficiency per attempt, and about 157 rushing yards a game, second most in the league. Derrick Henry ran for 1,595 yards, second in the NFL, at 5.2 a carry with 16 rushing touchdowns, also second, and our rushing yards over expected board has him third of 49 qualified backs per carry. The team scored 424 points, 11th, in a season where Lamar Jackson played 13 games. And Lamar's 13 games were quietly efficient. 2,549 yards, 21 touchdowns against 7 picks, 7th in the league in adjusted net yards per attempt. The broken parts were just as real. The pass offense ranked 23rd in efficiency per attempt. The league's best run game was towing its passing game, not the reverse. The line and quarterback combination took sacks on 9% of dropbacks, fourth most in football. And the defense was ordinary in a way Baltimore defenses aren't supposed to be, 20th in expected points allowed, 30 sacks, 29th in the league, with a pressure rate that ranked 25th. The pass rush wasn't a weakness, it was an absence. What was luck? Here, the ledger genuinely smiles. Baltimore went 2-5 in one-score games, below the 35% line where the 10-year bounce rule kicks in, where teams gained back about 2.5 wins the next season and 69% improved. Point differential agrees. This roster played like a 9-win team and banked 8. Turnover margin, -3, 21st, mildly unlucky, mostly noise. Add the 4 games Lamar missed, and the fact that the season came down to one kick, and the regression case practically writes itself. Which is exactly the problem. The market wrote it. 11.5 is not a bounce price. It's a bounce price plus a championship premium, and everything from here on is about whether the new regime earns the premium part. The identity, charting data via NFLverse, and this is where the story stops being tidy. The 2025 Ravens were about as run committed as offenses get. Pass rate over expected more than 8 points below neutral, 31st of 32, with the third heaviest personnel usage, extra tight ends and blockers on nearly half the snaps. Our 10-year data says play-calling tendency is the stickiest identity a team owns, more predictive year over year than anything else we track. But stickiness assumes the same people are calling the plays, and Baltimore deliberately broke that assumption 3 times over. Todd Monken took the Cleveland head job, Zach Orr followed Mike McDonald to Seattle, and the new head coach is Jesse Minter, a defensive coach who says he'll call the defense himself, with Declan Doyle, hired from Chicago as a first-time play caller and the youngest in the league, running the offense. Per the club's own framing, it's the first time since the franchise's 1996 debut that the head coach and all 3 coordinators turned over in one offseason. Every stat in this episode describes an identity whose authors just left the building. What changed on the roster follows the same script: aggressive, expensive, and concentrated exactly where 2025 broke. The pass rush got the headline fix. Trey Hendrickson, signed away from division rival Cincinnati on 4 years and $112 million base, roughly 48 hours after Baltimore's agreed trade for Max Crosby collapsed on the physical. The interior line got the draft. Penn State guard Vega Iwan at pick 14, reported as the highest a Ravens draft has ever taken a guard, plus John Simpson back on 3 years. The exits cut the other way. Center Tyler Linderbaum left for Las Vegas. All-pro fullback Patrick Ricard, Isaiah Likely, and punter Jordan Stout all followed Harbaugh to the Giants. And Justin Tucker is long gone, released back in May 2025 amid the misconduct allegations and suspension, leaving Tyler Loop, the rookie who missed the Week 18 kick, as the kicker. Mark Andrews was re-signed on a 3-year extension. Lamar's contract was restructured, not extended. cap relief now, an $84 million question in 2027. And the injury asterisk is real. Nnamdi Matabuiki is working back from neck surgery with optimism, but, as of early July, no reported formal clearance, and guard Ben Cleveland serves a 3-game suspension to open the year. So the 2026 question is the one hiding inside Lamar's own stat line, 7th in adjusted net yards per attempt, and 29th of 36 qualifiers in completion percentage over expected, at minus 2.2. Efficiency without accuracy. The charting explains the trick. From a clean pocket, he ranked 6th in the league in efficiency. Against the blitz, 10th. On deep throws, he was devastating. Over 10 points of completion percentage above expectation on those attempts. And on his 30 scrambles, he averaged over half an expected point per play. The engine is explosive plays and a run game that keeps every down manageable, not layup completions. That profile survived a coaching change once already. The question is whether it survives this one, because the same charting shows what he isn't. 25th in efficiency, when pressured, on a team that got him pressured at the 5th highest rate in football. Hendrickson repairs the defense's one missing dial. The offensive bet is narrower and stranger, that the league's youngest play caller, handed the league's most extreme run identity, minus its all-pro fullback and Pro Bowl center, changes just enough to fix the sack rate without touching what worked. That is a real bet. 11.5 wins prices it as a formality. Fantasy names to know, scored half PPR. Derrick Henry goes as the RB12 at pick 22, and the receipts, 2nd in the league in rushing yards, 3rd per carryover expectation, say the age discount is the market's problem, not yours. The new play caller risk is the honest caveat. Zay Flowers at WR16 is coming off 86 catches for 1,211. 7th in the league in receiving yards, a 14th place points per game finish at the position, with a healthy man coverage profile in the charting. Lamar is the QB2 at pick 43, priced on exactly the rushing plus deep ball engine the data confirms. And Mark Andrews at TE15, pick 121, is the fascinating one. 48 catches for 422 looks like decline, and the separation charting agrees. 28th of 29 tight ends. But he still commanded the 6th deepest target depth at the position and a top 8 share of his team's air yards. He's a contested catch red zone bet now. Price him like one. The verdict. The bounce is real. A below 35% one-score record, a healthy Lamar, an underperformed point differential, and the one glaring roster hole filled with Trey Hendrickson. 9-11 wins is the honest range, and the AFC North is winnable. What the price ignores is that every mechanism connecting talent to wins here, the play calling, the defensive structure, the game management, is brand new and unproven, in a division where being merely good gets punished. The bounce is real, the premium isn't. Baltimore is a very good team priced like a finished one. Follow the Baltimore Ravens feed for the weekly show, every game, every number, all season. This was the Muffed 2026 Ravens preview, every number verified.